Let's have a chat now to Sam Freeman. Where will Sam be on Saturday? Will he be up in Sydney trying to look for another Group 1 in the Sydney Cup, or will he be at Caulfield? Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Good, thank you.
Which way are you heading on the weekend?
Yeah, I'll be in Sydney, so I think that'll be at Caulfield, and we're spread over three states, so it's a busy weekend.
It is. Let's talk about Realm of Flowers then. Gee, she was enormous in the Mannion Cup.
Yeah, she was. She had a good gate and just didn't get any luck. Damien got posted three wide on her throughout, and it was an amazing run to be able to keep surging at the line, and even after the line, Thornton said, he was struggling to pull her up. He wanted to go another lap, so we know she stays the trip. I think she's probably better on soft or heavy going. Her record says that as well, and that's probably the query. Once you get to this Group 1 level, you need everything to line up for you, and the prospect of a drying track is probably the only negative she's got.
Well, you'll be taking on Favourite Moon on this drying track, and I suppose you'd be confident, all things being equal, with the tough run that she had, even though Favourite Moon, you'd imagine, would improve, that you're going to be pretty close to him again on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I think anyone watching it probably would have said we should have won last start pretty comfortably. It's going to be different conditions probably to what they were under the last time. And she's in with 50 kilos, but she's probably not amazingly weighted. There's a lot of horses down in the weight, but it's a very even race. So there's no standout there, but certainly you've got to give a lot of respect to Green Hayes' horses when they're out here, and he's obviously been set for this race. So it'd be pretty hard to beat.
She's a horse that's probably flown under the radar. Has she continued to improve? She was great in the Sandown Cup, but the Sandown Cup's a level below a Sydney Cup.
Yeah, it is. And to be honest, when she was first in the stable, I thought she'd never win a race the way she's going around, but she's just kept improving the whole time. And even Damien Thornton, won on her three or four times, I think, said the other day, seven or eight makes a better horse than what he rode in the spring. So, she's been improving the whole time. Even physically, she's just starting to mature, and she's going to take the owners on a really good ride over the next 6 or 12 months. I think hopefully her best racing is ahead of her.
Absolutely. Good to see Damien Thornton with a big chance in a Group 1 on Saturday as well. You've got a host of runners entered at Caulfield, not surprising with the big prize money on offer. Serena Bay, we haven't seen, is entered in the showdown. Will it go round? Will it get a start?
No, she won't. She'll wait for another day. We'll go for a soft option with her first up, so she might be seen middle or late next week.
Show some decorum. La Mexicana, Yulong Command have been entered in the Gold Dash. Do they all start?
Yeah, so Yulong Command, he will run, and La Mexicana, so they'll both go around. La Mexicana's had a freshen since her trip to Sydney where nothing went right. She's a very difficult filly to do a lot with. So, she'll go around, and look, hopefully, with Jamie Carr back on board, she can get back to her winning ways.
It looks a very good race for her. You take out that Sydney effort where obviously there were excuses. Her form line reads that she should almost be too good on Saturday, shouldn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she should. She's a winner, and that's going to hold her in very good stead. She rarely runs a bad race. That was an off day there in Sydney, but they backed her out of the gate. She got in the mood, and then she jumped out and just wanted to bolt. So, I'm sure there's a lot of horses in the same boat, but Jamie Carr is the key to this filly. She's unbeaten on her, so hopefully she can continue that unbeaten run.
Have you been able to work out what Jamie Carr does that other jockeys can't on these horses that gets them to race more tractably?
Yeah, I think she just does less on them than another rider. She just leaves them alone, and this is one filly you start pulling her around and you get her in a mood and she just throws the toys out, and Jamie just throws the reins at her and leaves her alone, and that tends to work with a lot of horses. We put Jamie on like Starcaster and a couple of others. They're in the same sort of boat. They're very tricky rides, and she just tosses the reins at them, trusts them, and they tend to relax better that way.
Only problem now is it's hard to get her on your horses. She's got so many options.
Exactly. It's getting, she's getting herself into a tricky spot. But I suppose it's a very good position to be in from her perspective.
Absolutely. Prophet's Thumb, Lyre, both entered for the Irwin and also the Bell Esprit. Are you going to split them?
Yeah, so Lyre will, they'll both run in the Bell Esprit. Lyre will have Luke Curry back in the saddle and Jamie Carr will get back on Prophet's Thumb. So, yeah, look, they'll both run very good races. They're being set for the Sangster. So that's their grand final. And we went down this route with Lyre last year. She actually ran probably a little bit below par in this race last year and then, you know, was only beaten ahead in the Sangster. I suppose saying Lyre's beaten ahead is the story of her career since the moment. But she's, look, she's racing really well. I'm sure she'll pick up another one at some stage, but, punters, I'm sure they're getting a little bit sick of her.
Well, Prophet Sum comes off a brilliant run in the Newmarket. Who have you got a leaning to on Saturday?
Yeah, well, I think Prophet Sum is an 1,100-metre specialist, probably. I think that's her perfect trip. She loves Caulfield, so I'd probably lean her way on Saturday, but to the same strat, to the 6 furlongs, I would think Lyre's probably just got the edge, but Prophet Sum's just racing in such good form, and she's really, you know, she's really fit and ready for this. Lyre's probably still got improvement to come.
And we see Lunacorn and Shazade are entered for the Gold Distaff. Will they both go around there as well?
Yeah, they will. Look, Lunacorn was extremely disappointing at Flemington. She had a few little issues, and we've just given her a bit of time to get over them. And we haven't trialled her since, but she's fitting forward. She should get back to her good form, which saw her place, you know, in a Group 3 to start before. So we're hopeful that she'll get back to that. Shazade, she's first up. She's going to head up to Queensland for a couple of mares races up there. But she does. She looks amazing, that mare. And she has run bold races first up previously. So if the track had any gears, I think, you know, Shazade could run a cheeky race if it was in that firmer range. I would think Lunacorn will probably have the edge there.
All right. So she's obviously come out of that run at Flemington okay. What were the issues that caused that below-par performance?
Oh, look, she just sort of pulled up, muscle sore all over, and we just gave her a really easy couple of weeks. We had, you know, Kyra, Brendan McCarthy, he went over her, and we've just backed right off her and freshened her right up. And, look, it just wasn't her. And the way the race is run, she's never a chance, but she's entitled to finish closer, and we wanted to go back to the drawing board. So we gave her, you know, a good 10 days out in the paddock, and she's showing us the signs that she's back to her best. That's it.
Were you comfortable in your decision to put Artorias in the paddock when you saw what Animo did last week in the sires?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I think he's... I don't think them... In the spring, I'm confident we might be able to bridge that gap. You know, and what we saw from Animo and the sires, we're not, we still haven't worked out what we're doing in terms of, you know, Artorias. He's just got no race manners at the moment. Mm-hmm. He's all over the place, but the penny will drop with him, and I'm sure they'll probably end up meeting maybe over a mile at Court Guinea, something like that. I'm sure it'll be very good.
He looks a perfect Guinea horse, Artorias, and I suppose the other horse that we've almost forgotten about, who on debut most people thought probably should have beaten Animo, is Forbes. Where's he at?
Yeah, I know. It's been very frustrating to see. Yeah, I suppose the different paths that they've gone over, you know, since they met in the spring. But we tipped Forbes out. He, you know, we ran him at Canterbury. He just got it all wrong. You know, his preparation was a mixed bag, and you know, we made the call to just pull up stumps. He's had nearly 4 weeks in the paddock now. We're probably going to take him up to Queensland. We'll give him a little preparation up there, but ultimately, yeah, his target in the spring will be a race like the Fulmer. I think he's got more than enough talent to be featuring a race like that. We've just got a few things to iron out. I'm sure we'll get there with him, but it's a positive and a negative when you see a horse like Animo who's, you know, just got him on the line. Go and do what he's done, but it shows that, you know, I think we've got the right horse there.
Midweek racing today at Bendigo. You've got two going around. Best Episode Race 6 and Misconduct Race 7. Each way chances, both of them. Who do you think's your best?
Yeah, I think Misconduct's probably our best. She was pretty stiff at Cranbourne the other night. Never got a crack at them. She was good first up, so she'll appreciate a strong speed, and she should get to the middle and finish pretty hard.
Good on you, Sam. Best of luck for the week.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
Sam Fried.